Chapter 3. Like Anna, Jane and I didn't have a long engagement. After graduating from law school, I'd started as an associate at Ambry & Saxon, for Joshua Tundle had not yet been made partner. He was, like me, an associate, and our offices were across the hall from each other. Originally from Pollocksville, a small hamlet 12 miles south of New Bern, he'd attended East Carolina University, and during my first year at the firm, he often asked me how I was adapting to life in a small town. It wasn't, I confessed, exactly what I'd imagined. Even in law school, I'd always assumed that I would work in a large city as my parents had. Yet I ended up accepting a job in the town where Jane had been raised. I'd moved here for her, but I can't say I've ever regretted my decision. New Bern may not have a university or research park, but what it lacks in size it makes up for in character. It's located 90 miles southeast of Raleigh, in flat, low country, amid forests of loblolly pines and wide, slow-moving rivers. The brackish waters of the Neuse River wash the edges of the town and seem to change color almost hourly, from gunmetal gray at dawn to blue on sunny afternoons, and then to brown as the sun begins to set. At night, it's a swirl of liquid coal. My office is downtown, near the historic district, and after lunch I'll sometimes stroll by the old homes. New Bern was founded in 1710 by Swiss and Palatine settlers, making it the second oldest town in North Carolina. When I first moved here, a great many of the historic homes were dilapidated and abandoned. This has changed in the last 30 years. One by one, new owners began to restore these residences to their former glory, and nowadays a sidewalk tour leaves one with the feeling that renewal is possible in times and places we least expect.